You are now feeling the impact of unseen levels, that is to say, places in the world that are readjusting themselves, that are putting themselves in a strange way back together again after having been fractured for quite a long time. And when that is going on, you are going to be experiencing feelings that do not seem to match what you can see and perceive as going on. And we would like you not to be alarmed by that, but simply to know that that is a thing that happens in a time like this, when we are making the switch to a new and lighter dimension. You may find in your own emotional life that some of this is happening as well. You may be asking yourself, why am I feeling the way that I feel? Why am I not moving in the way that I think I should? All of this is a byproduct of what is going on in the world in general. We do not want you to be alarmed about this. We also do not want you to overthink it. You see, if you were in the middle of an earthquake, you would be feeling any number of things, but you would not be fighting for stillness until the earthquake had stopped. And that is the case here. There is an earthquake. There is a planet quake that is going on. And in your mind, you would like to be level again, but level is not going to be available for a little while. So we want to be kind to ourselves, patient with the process that is going on, and always in a place of loving kindness with ourselves. While questioning is a very important part of a spiritual path, you want to be careful about questioning in these times when there is so much up and down, because there may not be a leveled answer yet. The answers are going to be coming more quickly than you thought, but as you come to the end of the year, you are going to find that there are things that open up for you that had not opened up for you before, but they will not be the same things, and you will not feel the same way about them. And so we ask you for your patience and your understanding that processes unseen are happening now, and you are going to be moving closer to your personal answer, particularly as we come to the end of this year. So when we are thinking about this, thinking about life, thinking about our own lives, thinking about the meaning of our own lives, then simply remember that if you are patient, life is going to open itself to you. And when it does, the answers will all be there. In the meantime, we want to salute you for your ability to put one foot in front of the other, to awaken to every new day, and to be who you truly are. We cannot underline that enough. Your job is to become you. And that means that anything you think or feel that opposes that must be put down. There is no room now for perfectionism. There is no room for self-abuse. We simply must move past that, because this is not the time for that. And so we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the energy of love all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Become aware of a healing energy that comes in through your crown and flows through your body. Let the healing touch your thoughts, feel it flow into your neck and your shoulders and your back. Feel the back begin to release and the healing flow into it. Open the crown and let the golden light flow into your body. Let that light open your crown to the universe so that you are able to receive all that the universe has to give you. Feel the flow into the third eye, making it open and bright and true. Feel the flow of light into your throat so that what you speak is true and full of loving kindness to you and to those around you. Feel the golden light fill your heart and nurture the beautiful garden that you have built there. Feel the light flow into your solar plexus and feel all of the negativity that might have caught in you. Feel that pushed out by the golden light so that your solar plexus becomes free. Feel the flow of light down through your body and into the second center. Feel the flow of light flow into your root. And let the golden light spread throughout your body and spread past your body to make a field to draw in all that is good. All that is love. Bring your attention into your heart center and take a moment to see the beauty of what you have created in that center. Now find a place where water flows and drink the water to refresh your spirit. Now see that a path opens and becomes bright and calls you forward. And as you come to the path, you move easily upward. In this place that the universe has prepared for you, where everything around is full of the wisdom that you need, the support that you need, the love that you need. And begin to walk up the path, but know that there is no effort. And the healing is in every breath that you take. And come to the place of the self and see that there is a mirror there. Look into the mirror and see without fear who you truly are. See the beauty and the strength and the light. And take it in. Now move upward on the road. Come to the place of high learning and see that there is a gift for you there, or a symbol. Let yourself see. Now move upward on the path and come to the place of the gift, resting the mind. Know the gift. When you've known the gift, begin to come back down the path. And feel a gentle rain of energy that falls on you, that washes away whatever you hold that may keep you from being who you are. Come back to your heart center. Breathe into the center of your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your heart, open your eyes.